Jimmy Swaggart died the other day, still under a cloud of shame for being caught with prostitutes on a couple of occasions some 30 years ago. Swaggart, once one of the biggest and richest televangelists on the circuit, never recovered. It's kind of quaint now to think that, you know, there was a time when something like a prostitution scandal could actually be an impediment to your career. These days, presidential candidates can have affairs with porn stars, get caught on tape bragging about trying to seduce a married woman, be found liable of sexual abuse and convicted of fraud, and no impact, especially among the evangelical crowd that was so shocked at Swaggart's behavior. For that matter, we now know that a candidate can lie about election corruption and foment an attempted insurrection and still get reelected. So I guess old Jimmy just got caught too soon. Back when some semblance of morality and decency still mattered to a chunk of America that talks a lot about family values. I'm Murray Wood.